Good morning. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. And on this last day of the liturgical year, tomorrow being the Feast of St. Andrew, the church brings to us first Daniel's vision of the kingdom, the Old Testament. Daniel, this vision of what God has in store for us. But it's more than a vision. This isn't made up. This isn't a fantasy. It's not a fairy tale. This is God's truth waiting for us. And this is fulfilled in Jesus, who tells us this morning, "My words will never pass away." We might even try to change his words. We've tried doing that over 2,000 years. We'll try to manipulate his words. We'll try to change it so that it fits our circumstances rather than the other way around. How do we conform ourselves to his words? We prayed the words of Daniel just a moment ago. Give glory and eternal praise to him, not to us, not to an ideology, not to a government, not to a policy, not to an organization. Give glory and eternal praise to him. This weekend, we'll tell the story all over again with the season of Advent, how God chooses to bring his word to us through this woman Mary, through this baby. And that word will never pass away, as Jesus says to us. My dear friends, as this week comes to a close, as our nation recognized yesterday the blessings that we have, the freedom that we have, let's pray that our own hearts, our own families, our own religious communities, our own seminary, this parish community, that God's word is very much alive because we are alive in his word. May God bless us as we start the Advent season.